Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, should Joe Biden be removed from office? There's some that think so, and there are a number of them that have already come up with different plans and possibilities of doing so. Some of them are talking about using the 25th Amendment. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast. But that telephone number is 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, it's 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Right now, we're in dialogue and discussion with one of our 4 sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg lives up in the southern tip of heaven, better known as Tennessee. And Greg was commenting just before the broadcast about the potential and what we should do and think on in relationship to Biden, what he's doing. Greg, how's the weather up there today?
It's chilly and beautiful. And it's not just Tennessee. I mean, we got this great big old huge long state. I'm in East Tennessee. I'm in the foothills. I'm staring off in the Smoky Mountains. This is God's country here, folks. The thing is, if you ever come to visit wherever you come from, you'll not want to go back home. You'll want to make East Tennessee your home. Now, I say that if you're a liberal listening today, I just want to let you know we just collected a 500-some-odd-pound bear right down the road and scooted him on down the road somewhere else. And the chiggers run wild down here. They'll mess you up. They're just roving bands of raccoons. You don't want to face off with them. You probably don't want to come here, folks, if you happen to be a liberal. All you conservatives, it's beautiful. This is God's country. Come on, be with me.
Hey, you couldn't have a better, how would you say, ad for Tennessee than that, could you?
Amen.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, they've got 12 inches of snow up there in Tennessee. I let Greg know we've got 12 inches of sunshine here in Florida. So I'm thankful for that.
Greg,
I'm looking at an article, and we're going to talk for a moment. Then we've got another caller on we'll both listen to and answer. Got an article here that says, Biden to get the hook. Question mark. 25th Amendment chatter sparked by dangerous remarks, dated March the 27th. This article says comments this weekend by Joe Biden seemingly to escalate tensions with Russian President Vladimir Putin aimed amid the war in Ukraine ignited fresh chatter of using the 25th Amendment, the constitutional right to remove Joe Biden from office. For God's sakes, this man cannot remain in power, Biden said of Putin, prompting the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, to quickly clarify, we are not talking about a strategy of regime change in Russia or anyplace else. Biden's remark caught the attention of columnist David Limbaugh, who noted, quote, this is so unnerving, having this man lead the free world at this point. This isn't my political side speaking. This is objectively dangerous, and as a host and other things, this is bad for America. Honestly, the 25th Amendment was crafted for just such a circumstance and situation as we're now in with Joe Biden, Limbaugh pressed. Quote, yet at least 2 things mitigate against this from happening. His handlers are running the things anyway, and secondly, Kamala Harris, though not mentally incompetent, it's just plain stupid or worse, end quote. And it goes on to talk about the possibility of removing Joe Biden based on the 25th Amendment. Greg, take just a moment and touch on that, and then we'll pick up on our next caller.
listen, I think the world of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm thankful that she does not restrain herself, and she speaks her mind, and sometimes that gets her in trouble. In this case, she hit the nail on the head, but she's also wrong. When I say she's wrong, the 25th Amendment will never be invoked against Joseph Biden because he has an insurance policy. That's Kamala Harris, the cackler, the one that laughs at the most inopportune moments. Now, under Barack Hussein Obama, there was an insurance policy, too. His name was Joe Biden. Nobody would run Obama out of office for fear of ending up with the mentally incompetent Joe Biden. Nobody will run the mentally incompetent Joe Biden out of office because the cackler is worse than he is. So understand how this works, folks. They set this up from the beginning. She was the least popular among like two dozen Democrat candidates. She couldn't get 2% of the vote, folks. She's the insurance policy.
That's Joe right. Biden, hold your thought there just a moment, Greg. Hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Lily on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, and God bless you for what you're doing for liberty and freedom. Your question today is the most relevant, most relevant. Should he be removed? America is being embarrassed or disgraced all over and like becoming a laughing stock. We are really embarrassed at where. How did we get here? How did we reach here? And just as you have been saying, that's what came to me. I say, nobody would have any problem saying that, as somebody mentioned, it's senior abuse, and that he should really be relieved of the responsibility that he is really incapable of managing. But the big question, the appalling trio in senior leadership, the second and third, we are in trouble. America is in big trouble. How did we reach here? That we have, you couldn't move from Biden to the next person, to Kamala, and you can't think of even skipping Kamala and going, how did America get to this point? The only answer that I believe is that, I know, the so-called church, I put the blame on, we have been giving place to the enemy, and
yes,
the enemy has moved in like a flood, and really we are in trouble. Only God can deliver us out of where we are at this point. That's all we can do, is to be looking to him and trusting him to intervene.
Absolutely. Lily, that's spot on. You've got good observation with that. We're going to discuss that in just a moment. But thank you so much for your call and for your interest and for your insightful statements. Thank you so much for that. Greg, continue to hold. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Hello.
Go with your question or comment, please.
Okay. My comment is, the Wicked Witch of the East, West, North, and South need to get up out of there. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, the puppet, he needs to get up out of there. And I hang up and just let you know, and I appreciate your program.
Brother, and thank you so much for your call.
Setting up for America.
Amen. Right? Thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you for your comment. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Greg, how do you respond to our two callers?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've kind of tagged Nancy Pelosi as that Wicked Witch of the West for some time. And when you watched her during the State of the Union, she's rubbing her little paws together. I'm going, my goodness, she kind of looked like the witch, standing over her cauldron of bubbling whatever. But the reality is, we're at a dire place in America today. Much because, and Lily kind of touched on this, America has turned her back on God.
That's right.
And God, I believe, is releasing America, is saying, you don't want me, and his attention has been turned elsewhere. The United States, since the 60s, has been in decline. It's been in decline morally. It's been in decline academically, it's been in decline financially. Today, a $5.8 trillion budget has been presented by Joseph Biden. $5.8 trillion. The government's going to take in this year probably $3.5 trillion, maybe $4 trillion. So he's recommending spending anywhere from $1.5 to $2.3 trillion more than what we take in. Now, you know America's bankrupt when we're $30 trillion in online debt, over $100 trillion in offline debt that's unfunded liabilities, and the annual budget each year, we have to borrow 20, 30, 40% of our budget in order to make the budget, in order to pay the bills. If you had a client come to you and say, I want to borrow money, and they say, well, what's your credit look like? And they say, well, if you'll make me a loan, I can pay my bills, so I'm good. And each year they want to re-up. If you loan me a little bit more, I can pay my bills. Understand today, the Treasury, because of the game back and forth between the Federal Reserve Bank and the Treasury, debt is issued on this. You know, when we overspend, debt is issued. Federal Reserve has been buying a chunk of it, sometimes almost all of it. Some of our debt goes to China. Some of our debt goes to pension funds and this and that and the other thing. But they're only paying about 2%, 2.5% on that debt. In 1981, before the Federal Reserve completely manipulated the market, we had risen to the point of debt costing the U.S. taxpayer 16.26%. Do you hear me, folks? 16.26%. That was in a real-world economy. That was, when I say real-world, that's where the manipulation was not taking place to the point, to the degree it's taking place today. If today we return to an open free market equation when it comes to the debt held, our debt would be costing us at least 10%. At 10%, literally, we could not afford to pay the interest on our outstanding debt. Alone, no Social Security, no Medicare, no military, no anything other than paying debt, interest on the debt. And I'm not saying paying debt, paying interest on the debt. That's at 10%. What do you think is going to happen, folks? What do you think is going to happen? This nation is headed off a financial cliff. We are truly bankrupt. When the Weimar Republic, when Germany experienced this in the 20s, in the 30s, do you know what happened? A person rose to power that said, I can fix it for you. You know, they started running the printing presses. Things went haywire. And a fellow rose to power, said, I can fix it for you. His name was Adolf Hitler. You fast forward. We have kind of an international connectivity. It's called, some have called it, mutually assured economic destruction, because our economy is joined to every other major economy on the globe. When the globe experiences economic disaster, a person will rise to the scene that will say, I will fix it for you. Mm-hmm. For you believers out there, you know exactly who I'm talking about. That person will say, I will cause the wars to end. And he will sign a treaty, a 7-year treaty with Israel. He'll say, I'll fix your financial woes. All you need to do is give me the power. That day is coming. For you unbelievers out there, you know what? You should be shaking in your boots. For you believers out there, along with me, you're going, Lord, even so, come quickly. I'm looking forward to the day as much as it will mean devastation for this globe.
Absolutely. Greg, well spoken. And I pray that our listeners are listening up and understand the seriousness of what we're speaking about today. We're not talking about just philosophical rhetoric. We're not talking about some denominational dogma. We're not speaking on some political ideology. We're talking about what is happening in the real world and how it has come about. Now, Greg, do you see the potential? Let me just ask you a theological, academic also question. Theologically speaking, academically speaking, when I say academically, I'm talking about looking at the real facts and the real life and making a decision. Do you believe that what we're finding today is that God put Joe Biden, or allowed Joe Biden to go in office so that he could use Joe Biden as the chastening tool to chasten, i.e., to judge America, because we've abandoned God, we've abandoned God's word, we banned God's word. Even Jerry Nadler, one of the U.S. House of Representative members, not too many months ago, said that God's word has no place in the halls of Congress. We have abandoned God, abandoned God's word, we banned the Bible, we have basically banned Jesus other than political swear words. Do you believe that what we're seeing today is the results of God's progressive judgment on America for what we've done with the sodomite lifestyle, immorally living as a nation, with the murder by way of abortion that we've legalized, and some 70, 73 million lives snuffed out since Roe versus Wade? Could this be God's chastening judgment on America. And when I say could this I'm speaking of what Joe Biden is doing, allowing all of the nations to be strengthened in the weakening of America, to allow America to lose its our sovereignty, and I believe that's where we're headed. What are your thoughts on that? What are your impressions? What would you say to our listeners with those questions that I've postulated?
Now, you are the senior theologian in the room. However, I'll say this. My Bible says that God raises kings up and he brings them low. My Bible says that in the case of Joseph and his being sold into slavery by his 11 brothers, they intended it for evil. Joseph said, you intended it for evil, but God used it for good. In the
yes.
midst of this chaos, judgment, I believe, is coming for America because of our rejection of the systemic rejection of God's standards. At the same time that judgment, I believe, is coming, I believe he's right on the wrap-up of this universe. He said he'd make a short work here on earth, a short work. You know, and as you look at that, you know, on God's timetable, is this short? Absolutely. Is this short 6,000 years? Yeah, it's absolutely a short work. And the judgment, the theft of the election you were talking about earlier, I believe is absolutely true. On 100 different levels, they cheated. I mean, the machines may have had something to do with it. Software had something to do with it. Restarting the counting at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, pulling ballot boxes out from underneath hidden spaces underneath tables, stuffing ballot boxes in places like Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, where, you know, throughout the night, people were showing up with backpacks and just unloading the backpacks into these ballot boxes that were unattended, unmonitored. No record could be kept. Removing signature validation verification requirements in different states, particularly like Georgia. And we know six states were all that was necessary in order to swing the election. And that election was not swung throughout the state. It was only swung in major metro areas controlled by Democrats. That's
yes,
all it took.
That's right.
However,
go ahead.
The fundamental comes down to the sovereignty of God and the culpability of man. Man is culpable here. Is God still sovereign? Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
And he's raised a king up for this moment, a president up for this moment.
I believe that, absolutely. Greg, hold your thoughts for just a moment. Jim's on the line. Jim, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Youngblood Clan. How y'all today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Outstanding. Doing well. May God bless you both richly there. Yes, God is in charge, just like your son says. He raised up Nebuchadnezzar and brought him down low to eat the grass and the dew on his back.
Right.
You've often said, and through prophecy and eschatology there, that the United States is not involved. It very well could be that God and his son have decided to use Biden to bring the United States down in his timeline. I can't see any other reason for this fool being in the office right now other than to make this nation wail and moan and maybe turn a few back to his son through the hardships that are to come.
Yep, Jim, you touched on a thought there, and I can elongate that for just a moment before you go. I believe you're exactly right with that. I believe just as we see in the biblical record, the last half of 7 years of tribulation, the last 3.5 years, God will be dealing extensively, exclusively with the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. And according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and following, when it seems as though the Jewish people will be totally annihilated, totally eviscerated, totally wiped out, they will recognize Yeshua Messiah, the scripture says, and will weep and wail as though weeping over the loss of a firstborn child, and will turn to Yeshua Messiah and be saved and brought into the millennial reign with the church age saints. And I believe that in the same thought, that we're going to see America and the globe put into the same basin as God places the children of Israel during the days of the tribulation. But right now, because the Christian will go through the tribulation, that's not what I'm alluding to. But right now, I believe we're watching these. For example, Jim and Greg, Joe Biden has wanted to go to a digital currency. Joe Biden is wanting to put us in a national gas lockdown so that the government will tell you what days you can drive and how far you can drive. The government now is wanting to, along with their new budget, they're wanting to tack on that where all of the savings accounts, the retirement accounts, the 401k accounts, will all be federalized so that the federal government be able to balance the budgets. Along with that, they're wanting to bring about digital currency so that if you're not obeying the government, they can turn your funds off. So, Jim, I think as you have alluded and that I've said so many times, I believe we're watching the hand of God judging our nation because of what we have done with Jesus Christ or not done in reality by saying no to Jesus. But my answer is always this. Look up, lift up your head. Our redemption draweth nigh. Jim, thanks so much for your call. God bless you. Keep on listening God and ask others to tune in. Thank you so much. Greg, take just a moment to talk about the fact that Joe Biden, if he continues in office, what can we expect if Joe Biden continues in office? That's number one question. I'm going to load you with the second question. Is it possible to remove Joe Biden without Kamala Harris being the president?
Well, first off, if Joe continues for this 2.5 years that he has left on a 4-year term, if he's able to continue to stand up and read the teleprompter, which he doesn't do a very good job at, we can continue to see a wide open border. It's amazing how we're more concerned with Ukraine's border today and the billions of dollars being sent, that we're more concerned with that border than we are our border. Side note, read Article 4, Section 4 in your U.S. Constitution today. It starts out, a Republican form of government shall be preserved for all states. And what does it finish with? And all states shall be protected against invasion. If you have 2 million people cross the border illegally and allowed to stay in the country, that's an invasion, folks. And by the way, they've been reported to have come from over 90 different countries. We're not talking about folks just from South and Central America. We're not talking about just Mexicans crossing the border looking to work a job here and go back home. That's not what's going on. Okay, so we can continue to see that flood of illegal immigration into the country that intends to affect elections in the future. That's the only reason Democrats want that. By the way, a lot of Republicans want that because they like the idea of the cheap labor. Sorry to throw you all under the bus, but you deserve it.
That's right.
Number two, the debt will continue to skyrocket because they know the chaos that's created by stacking up additional debt. People will cry out for help. People will cry out for more government. Keep in mind, more government is what has given us that more debt that created the hyperinflation that we're headed for, the current probably 15% plus real inflation when you include food and fuel. So we're going to see a continual spiraling of the debt, a continual spiraling of inflation, a continual devastation on your IRAs, 401ks, fixed incomes, and your ordinary income. It will continue to be chaotic. We will continue to see weakness in the United States, as the world sees it, weakness at home and abroad. That invites challenge. You're seeing challenge right now out of North Korea, Russia, China. The Islamic State is being reformed today. We've given $62 billion in military assets to the Taliban. What do you think is going to become of that? Right on down the list. So military issues, financial issues, border issues. What else? Each of these are just chaos. Each of these are direct assaults on either the Constitution,
right,
or capitalism or Christianity. We'll continue to see the LGBTQIAP movement strengthen. It won't be just your Disney types out there that now are fine with your children being perversely assaulted in the classroom. Mm-hmm. We will see a growing of that, continuation of that, and you will see a further clampdown on your First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of religion if this man continues in office.
That is absolutely spot on, correct, well stated, and I believe that's what we're watching. And I believe unless God intervenes and removes Joe Biden from office, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where we're headed. Now, Greg, I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I don't know if you read the article. Looking at the article, it says shutting Canadian pipeline would cost U.S. consumers $23.7 billion more in fuel costs. The Wicked Witch that runs the state of Michigan is now talking, this is Dateline, March 27th. She's talking about shutting down the pipeline that runs from Canada in under the water through into Michigan. I'll read a brief blurb, and then we'll talk about it. A recent published analysis of the consumer advocacy nonprofit maintains that shutting the 4.5-mile section of nearly 70-year-old pipeline that spans the Great Lakes from Wisconsin to Ontario would impose $23.7 billion in higher fuel costs on families and businesses in Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And the article continues about five pages. Right now, where we are finding fuel oil is skyrocketing, gas pump costs skyrocketing, and yet there's a move now by the Democrat witch that runs Michigan, which is the governor. She's not talking about shutting that pipeline down. And so what we're seeing, to add to what you've just said, we'll watch further chaos and confusion with astronomical price increases on everything. And one major, major political leader, if I can call them that, a politician, just stated on yesterday that we're witnessing going into a global famine. And the Bible in Matthew 24, verse 5 and following says that there will be famines and pestilences, that means diseases, et cetera, et cetera. So let me wrap it up. We got about 2 minutes on the broadcast. So if that is the case, and I think it is, it won't get better and better. As the little boy says, it'll get badder and badder rather than better and better under the Biden administration. But is it possible for Joe Biden's handlers to remove Kamala Harris, because she's already had now most of her staff has resigned. The 11th one resigned just last Friday. And if they remove her, put a handpicked person in, either Nancy Pelosi or Michelle Obama or Barack Hussein Obama, and then they remove Joe Biden on the 25th Amendment. Are those things possible to have a president that's never been elected by the people to be in the office within the next 6 months?
Well, we saw that, obviously, in the Nixon administration. Spiro Agnew was booted. Gerald Ford was put in. Then Nixon resigned. So you had Ford that occupied the office of vice president, then president. He was never elected to either one. That's the only time that's happened in U.S. history. But we could see that sort of chaos repeat itself, because we're living in an era that is 100 times more chaotic than the early 70s with Richard Nixon. And we have offenses that are 100 times more important, significant, and violative of constitutional principles with the current occupant of the White House. So, yes, we could see a lot of that. And that chaos, you know, the old saying, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. I think Rahm Emanuel liked to cite that. Today, the left is creating crises in order to empower themselves. It puts them in a position of more power, more authority, because more people are in need of help and will cry out for government. The growth of government is what their entire administration has always been about.
Greg, our time has, as little boy says, collapsed on us, but I'm thankful that you took time to call today, join the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, my recommendation is for everyone listening today, keep on looking up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thanks for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.